Brand new music from Mimi O'Bonnesswin, Pass the Time. This is from her brand new record, and that record is going to be dropping in the spring. It's the second single from this artist who resides close to Ottawa. She's a beautiful soul and a great live performer. You should go check her out if you get a chance. Before that, Wildflower by Billie Eilish. She won the Grammy this year for that song, and that's one of my daughter's favorite tunes. I really do like Billie Eilish, and I'm happy that she spoke up at the Grammys. And now for Nemesis, Stick of Gum. This performer blew me away at the Junos last year in Vancouver. She won a couple awards, and what's to say other than she's incredible? Here is Nemesis on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Just friends, 'cause I miss you, baby.
Do you remember that tune? I've been thinking about you. I love that tune. I loved it back in the day. That's from 1990. So I was, how old at the time? 12 years old. You can do the math. London Beat from, can you guess where they're from? They're from London. I'm Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning into The Jukebox. Lots of great music coming up for you. Something from Dawes from the album North Hills, When My Time Comes. I really do love this band. They're from L.A. They were introduced to me by my friend Mikey G. And this was recorded near Laurel Canyon with producer Jonathan Wilson, who's really, really great. He's got his own career and you should check him out. But their singer-songwriter Taylor has some great lyrics. It's blending folk rock and just like the old days in Laurel Canyon. And so it's really fantastic stuff. Lost in the Light, Bahamas from Bar Chords, which was released in 2012. It earned him a Juno that year, and he's honestly one of the most downloaded and streamed Canadian artists out there right now. He's got a brand new record, which was just nominated for a Juno for Adult Contemporary Artist of the Year. Drama is also on the show with a song called Savannah. Drama is from the Windy City. But their singer, Via Rose, was born in Austin, Texas, and was raised on an Indian reservation in Northern California. Really cool electro R&B duo coming up soon. And one of my faves, he's a dancer, not a singer. At least that's what Leon Bridges told a good friend of mine when they were in town. Also, Gordiani said that about himself, too. Here is If It Feels Good, Then It Must Be, Leon Bridges on the Jukebox.
Live from the funk, it's hotter than Texas. Right from the jump, yeah, you got my attention. You give me that stuff, and it's such a blessing. You and I get the light, alone in this heaven. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh, baby, oh. Tonight looks good on you. Hey, mysterious. We don't have to act so serious. Be like nobody's watching. Only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. More than I choose to, I'm falling in love, huh? In love I ain't used to. You give me that stuff, no I can't refuse you. You and I in the light, it's alright, yeah. Oh baby, say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh baby, it's alright. Like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be.
If you ever had a doubt is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm lost in the light. I pray for the night to take me, to take you to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. You through all the hard things we've all gotta do, 'cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Being free. Some awful things, and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let them see you.
That was noble or brave wouldn't be worth the money. most of my life. So I pointed my fingers and shouted a few quotes I knew, as if something that's written should be taken as true. But every path I had taken and conclusion I drew would put truth back under the knife. And now the only piece of advice that continues to help is anyone that's making anything new only break something else. With all my defeats, and if heaven was all that was promised to me, why don't I pray for death? Well, now it seems like the unraveling has started too soon. Now I'm sleeping in hallways and I'm drinking perfume, and I'm speaking to mirrors and I'm howling at moons, while the worse and the worse that it gets. Oh, you can judge the whole world on the sparkle that you think it lacks. Yes, you can stare into the abyss, but it's staring right back.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When a building is torn down, much of the rubble ends up in a landfill. But many commonly discarded building materials, like doors, sinks, windows, floors, cabinets, and wood, could be reused instead.
They're not thrown away because they're unusable. They're thrown away because demolition is faster.
Petrina Rines is executive director of the Birch Group, a Minnesota-based company that carefully takes apart old buildings to reuse the materials. She says the approach can reduce supply costs.
We try to reclaim almost 85% of the home, of the building materials, from any project that we take on, at minimum 75%.
And they teach contractors, students, and others how to do the same. Through online classes and hands-on work, trainees at the company's Deconstruction Academy learn how to dismantle buildings and salvage supplies, and they earn a certification in these skills. Bringing those skills into the workforce can benefit the climate by keeping building waste out of landfills and reducing the energy needed to produce new supplies like concrete and flooring. So the Deconstruction Academy is helping to build a skilled workforce.